If you've been reading in the Bible study and if you've read today's, I don't know how you feel about Job, but I just sit and tears almost come rolling down my eyes. I feel so sorry for him. You know, he tried to do it right. And then here, what happens is this little conversation, a small conversation between Satan and God. I think we should keep those two apart, don't you? That's not working. Anyway, he says some strange things today. Things like, with a strong hand, God grabs my shirt. He grips me by the collar of my coat. He's thrown me into the mud. I'm nothing more than dust and ashes. Wow, what a picture he has of himself. But that's how Job is feeling. And as I read it, I didn't condemn Job, did you? No, I really felt sorry for him. My heart broke for him, in fact. You've become cruel toward me because you use your power to persecute me. You throw me into the whirlwind and destroy me in the storm. Wow, such strong, strong words. But you have to keep reading in Job. Then we turn to the New Testament and we read in Corinthians about everything that Paul's been going through, as we've been learning in our Acts Alive lessons. Right, and what is Paul going through? He's being persecuted, he's being stoned, he's being kicked out of town, but he stands with Jesus, doesn't he, huh? And Job really wasn't letting go of God. He was still having real, honest, very intimate conversations with him. He wasn't letting go. So we come to Corinthians and we see a precious, precious sentence. Whether our lives are going good, or whether our lives are full of turmoil, confusion, hurt, pain, the sentence that we're going to stand and say together out of the Word is really always true. As long as we hold on to Jesus Christ and remember what He's done for us and remember how important grace is in our life, if we stay ever thankful for that grace. Remember, we're not living this life just for this life, are we, right now? We're in this thing for eternity. We're in for the big ball game, not just the inning. We're in it for the big ball game, and grace gives us what we need to be able to stay with Jesus and stay close to Him. He is good to us. So let's stand and let's say this together. Second Corinthians 2:15. Our lives are a Christ-like fragrance rising up to God. That's what God thinks of us. That's how He thinks of us. That's how the Father thinks of us. He wants our lives to be like a Christ-like fragrance rising up to Him. Keep your eyes, your mind, your spirit centered on God, on grace, and His amazing grace and what He's done for us. And our lives will have that fragrance that rises up to heaven. In pain, in joy, fragrance will come forth from our lives.